A bill before Congress would clarify exactly what kind of industries can dump material into a body of water. The Clean Water Protection Act would differentiate between fill and waste. Its supporters hope it would prevent mining companies, coal-fired power plants, and industrial farms from dumping their waste into waterways. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, it would affect permits for businesses like the Kensington Mine in southeast Alaska.
When the U.S. Supreme Court ruled recently that the Kensington Gold Mine near Juneau can dump tailings into a lake, it determined mining waste to be fill material, not a pollutant. The court said the slurry mixture of rock and water is correctly permitted by the Army Corps of Engineers. Environmental groups had argued that it should be up to the Environmental Protection Agency to authorize any discharge into the lake, but the justices disagreed. That set off alarms among conservationists. Earth Justice attorney Tom Waldo says mine waste deposited into lakes will kill fish and other aquatic life, so the EPA should regulate it. Waldo argued the Kensington case before the Supreme Court and says now other companies may look for ways around the EPA's rules.
I think one result of this decision is you'll see corporations in other manufacturing industries saying, hey, we want a fill material permit for our discharge because it gets them out from having to comply with these strict EPA rules that are designed to protect water quality. That's a significant concern.
Waldo says industries like aluminum smelters, cement and battery manufacturing plants, and large farming operations all generate solid waste that they can call fill. He hopes either Congress or the federal agencies that regulate pollution will tighten the definition of exactly what fill material is.
The Clean Water Act currently does not define fill material, and that was one of the problems that led to the decision in this case. It left a lot of leeway to the agencies. It's also possible for the agencies to correct this problem through their regulations defining fill material.
The Clean Water Protection Act, now before Congress, defines fill as material that's put into water bodies and changes their elevation, things like sand, rock, or gravel. But it says fill is not a pollutant discharged into the water primarily to dispose of waste, so the act would make it illegal to dump waste into water. The bill's main sponsor is New Jersey Democrat Frank Pallone. 152 others, including some Republicans, have signed on to it. Congressman Pallone says, bottom line, pollutants should not be dumped into waterways.
Basically, the Army Corps is allowing in a waste material from gold mining or mountaintop removal, you know, to be thrown into streams. And a lot of that material is toxic, and it really is destroying the landscape and the water. I just think it's a total corruption of what was anticipated in the Clean Water Act, you know, by Congress.
Pallone hopes to schedule a House subcommittee hearing on the bill later this year. His East Coast district does not have mining like Alaska, but he's pushing the issue because of what he's seen at home.
In my district, it comes into play because we've had a history of dumping of a material in the ocean. And so, you know, we've taken a position that the Corps' dumping of a toxic material in the ocean is not allowed either under the Clean Water Act. So it's similar.
Pallone introduced the Clean Water Protection Act in the last Congress, and similar bills have come up in past years. With the strong Democratic presence on Capitol Hill and in the White House, it now has a better chance of passage. Alaska's Congressman Don Young opposes the bill. So do other congressmen from heavy industry parts of the country. Young doubts it will go anywhere. And even if it does, Young says it would not affect the Kensington mine.
I don't believe it will become law. Any previous permits issued would be, in fact, valid.
Young says he thinks fill material rules are clear enough and says the whole issue is being blown out of proportion.
Is a fill waste. This is what people don't understand. You know, Juneau's built on tailings. So is it built on waste or is it a viable product? You know?
Kensington mine owner Core Alaska says it hopes to start construction of the tailings dump this summer. Unless the Obama administration moves to block the Army Corps of Engineers permit, Core says the mine could produce gold by the middle of 2010. With help from Rosemary Alexander in Juneau, I'm Libby Casey in Washington.